I wanted to mention the Pontes YouTube downloader, P-O-N-T-E-S, is an accessible downloader that's been around for a long time, but I just read about it recently, and Tim and I both tried it and liked it real well. But it makes it very easy to download just the audio or the audio and video from a YouTube file by putting in the URL of that file. And it's very self-explanatory and it really works great.
Yeah, the nicest thing about it is if you come across a YouTube video and you want to save the audio, all you have to do is copy the link of the video to the clipboard, and then you open up this Pontes program and it automatically pastes the link from the clipboard where it's got to go. And then you just tab and you can just download the file and save the audio of it. And it's great because there's a lot of stuff that's, you know, that you want to save from YouTube or listen to later because you don't want to sit in front of your computer. So it's really nice. And if there's a playlist, if somebody's put up a playlist of a bunch of different YouTube files, it'll save that playlist in its own folder with all the MP3, corresponding MP3 files that go with it. So it's pretty cool.
David, with a question, is it free or do you pay?
Totally free.
Sometimes on YouTube, when I've clicked on something that I want to see on YouTube, there will be more than one video pertaining to the subject at hand. So how would you download the video that you want to see and not all the other 100 videos that might be
so
on
what you
one?
what you want to start doing is start playing the video that you the one that you want to see. And when you figure out which one is the one you want to see, just go to your address bar, grab the URL of that video and paste it to the clip. Oh.
I think what you're talking about is there should be a playlist. If there's a series of videos, there should be a link to the playlist that will actually download them all.
If I want to download a particular video, not the entire playlist, just right, the one that I'm seeing.
Unless you may have clicked on the URL for the whole list. And if you've done that, if you clicked on the URL for the playlist, then what you're doing is you're playing all the videos. It's going to show you all of them at once because but I think that's a separate link from the particular video that you want.
Well, that also relates to that poverty. Isn't that a way that you can actually get the URL very easily of a specific video?
Yeah, I use something called Accessible YouTube. It's not the regular YouTube site. Let me see if I can get the link to it here.
I've used, you know, some of these various downloaders from YouTube, and one will be working really well, and then it stops working. I'm assuming that's because these are illegal and YouTube is fighting them constantly.
I mean,
because I'm assuming these violate all the copyright laws, etc. Well, I mean, if you get a pop song from Michael Jackson and you download it and make it an MP3, that can't be legal. Have you been using this for a long time? Because if you haven't, then, and maybe you have, my guess would be something, like I said, my experience is I find one of these, they work really good, and then a month later, it's like they don't work anymore.
I think this one's been around. I've been using this for probably 2 months, but I think it's been around for a while because I know Dean Martineau did a thing on Accessible World on, and he's been using it for a while. So I think one's been around.
Are you talking about poverty, or are you talking about poverty?
I'm sorry. I'm talking about, well, I was talking about the other one.
You're talking about the download.
Pontes. But yeah, poverty I've been using for a while. Yes, poverty I've been using for probably the last year.
And Pontes has been around since 2013.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, that's a good amount of time.
So
and that's P-O-N-T-E-S?
Yes. And let me give you, I'm going to give you the URL, Marta, for the Accessible YouTube downloader. So it's http://www.poverty.com. Mm-hmm. Poverty, POVIDI.com/YourTube, capital Y, so capital Y and then small case OUR, capital T, small case UBE, slash. It brings up an edit box where you type in a search term and then you can say, you know, do you want 10 results, 20 results, 50 results? It brings them all up and it's very nice. And then, of course, the actual URL for the YouTube link is at the bottom of the page, okay. So you can go snag that if you start playing the video and it's something you like. And then
the accessible downloader is Pontes.com?
Yes.
Yeah, Pontes, just Google videos. Pontes.
Pontes downloader. Yep.
With all of these downloaders, I've never used one. Do any of them, once you get one of these songs, can you add it to your iTunes library so that you can put it on your own playlists and things?
In your iTunes folder under iTunes Media, there is a folder that says automatically add to iTunes. You could drop any file you want into that. So if you have like an MP3 file or, you know, an AAC file, you could drop it in there and it'll add it to your library. From a purely technical standpoint, that's a very simple thing to do. And this brings us back to the original question of legalities. Much of the material is copyrighted. Like, for instance, what I download mostly is old train videos from, you know, the early part of the 20th century, which have no copyright because, either the copyright's expired or the copyright holder no longer exists. Like, for instance, New York Central Railroad, advertising film from 1923, that doesn't exist. But go back to, like, the Michael Jackson example someone gave. That copyright's still valid. Now, here's the question: is that what a lot of people believe is that in order for copyrights to be valid, the copyright holder has to enforce the copyright. Use at your own risk, basically. Is anybody familiar with the service called iTunes Match?
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So if you have a file in your iTunes library, and it could be a low quality file, although, you know, it could even be something like 96 kbps. And if iTunes has that in their music library, you could download a full, you know, either lossless AAC or 256 kbps MP3 file of it. That's a kind of like a little bit of a workaround to the issues that we've been talking about as far as quality goes.
Yeah,
because I have an update lately. What is the current accessibility with the latest version of iTunes and JAWS, Frank?
It's horrible.
It's the same as it's always been. Use it, but the way the program's laid out makes it, you know, just confusing to use. But I mean, all the controls read. You can get into the LCD section in the web browser, no problem. There's no like unlabeled items, but just the overall organization in the program is clumsy. Yeah. I mean, if you're really just trying to add stuff to your iTunes library, you don't even really have to even bother with iTunes. Like I said, in the iTunes Media folder, there's that folder that says automatically add to iTunes. Just dump everything in there.
Yeah.
And now you get to your library, and then you go use your library on a different device, like an iOS device for that matter.